All right, Jim Taylor back on the WMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. We are pleased to have Mr. Matt Troha on from the IHSA, and I was thinking today the last game that I broadcast was on Friday night, March the 6th, at the sectional over in Princeton, Illinois, and then all heck broke loose the following week, and there's been nothing going on. Matt Troha, good morning. What have you been doing since March? Probably nothing. Good to have you on this morning.
Thanks for having me on. Been looking forward to this. A little bit of work and just a lot of hanging out at home is pretty much what I've been doing. Missing the games and the events just like you are, I think.
Well, and there's been so many moving parts to this, and for a guy who's really in charge of disseminating information from the organization, take us back to that week. So we're in the process, I think, of the 1A, 2A boys basketball super sectionals just getting finished and then trying to get ready for the state tournament. And I know the Thursday is always a big day of the state tournament with the banquet. And then you have the games Friday and Saturday. And, of course, all those conference tournaments in the NCAA were going on. So that's when this whole thing really blew up that week. So take us back from your standpoint and your job.
I'm trying to think of, first off, I think it was the Tuesday of that week, so the night of the Super Sectionals. I feel either Tuesday or Wednesday, there was a case at Hinsdale South where they were hosting a 4A sectional, boys basketball sectional, and they discovered on social media that one of their students was being tested for COVID-19, like during the school day, and had to shut down school at like a moment's notice today. And it was, and I think they were playing in, in the sectional, and it was just like, that kind of right then set the standard. It was just like, this is going to be, this thing is a lot bigger than we realized, and this is going to be a really weird week. And I can't tell you how many press releases I wrote that we didn't use or rewrote, and was just kind of ready for a million different things to happen. And then when we got into Wednesday, and really Wednesday night, I'll really never forget that. I was at the office and I had all this work in front of me for the 1A, 2A tournament. I'd be supposed to be heading there the next morning for shoot arounds, and we do a bunch of TV stuff, to get ready for the weekend. And I was like, I had all this work to do for that, and I also had this gut feeling that I better have a press release ready for the tournament to be canceled. And at the same time, I just couldn't take my eyes off of all the, like, you know, there was a different thing breaking with it every minute. So, I think that was the night the NBA where the teams walked off the floor, where they went out there and then they, postponed the season shortly thereafter. So it was just, things were just happening left and right, and you knew it was all going to impact you somehow, directly or indirectly. So it was just, I just couldn't do anything. So eventually I was sitting in the office getting nothing done, and eventually I just kind of went home and just said, I'm going to wake up and see what tomorrow brings. And so I went in the office, got some stuff done, then I went to Peoria for the shoot arounds, and, you know, we did a press conference there and just kind of updated people on, at that point we were doing the 60 fans per school limitation. And during, I think it was probably about 3:30, I slipped into the media room just to kind of get away and try and get caught up on some things. And so it was in there by myself. ESPN was on TV. I remember they had Mark Few, the Gonzaga coach, on, and he was talking to Reese Davis about how he talked to a bunch of other coaches and they felt like they should postpone and then replay the NCAA tournament. And he gets literally like one question, and then Reese Davis just breaks in, and he just said, hey, they're telling me in my ear that the NCAA tournament canceled. And then when that happened, I was like, oh man, that's huge. And so then our whole staff, I was talking via our group text, and so was our board, and, you know, it was like, all right, we need to get on a call now, and we decided to wait here what the governor had to say at his press conference first. So it was just a whirlwind. And, you know, eventually what happened is about 5:55, I think our board call concluded that we were going to cancel the tournament, and there was a 6 o'clock meeting scheduled for all the coaches and administrators that were there for state basketball. So, you know, they went to that and unfortunately walked in and got that news instead of, you know, hey, here's you need to do X, Y, and Z at the tournament this weekend, and it was over. So, yeah, it was a whirlwind for sure.
And I think, too, back at that point, people were accepting of those type of decisions, you know, because of the trickle-down effect they know in the NBA.
Right.
Does it in the NCAA, things of that nature. They understand that the IHSA is going to follow suit. But, you know, in today's society, in today's culture, we just do not have a lot of patience. Do you get the feel as we go along, you know, that people are like, well, we need to play again, man. You see what I'm saying? I mean, they no pushback.
Oh, absolutely.
No pushback when those decisions were made, but now it's like, come on, man, kids can play. Do you feel that vibe changing a little bit?
I do, yeah. It feels like over the last couple weeks it really has changed. I noticed this, like, comments on our social media accounts, things like that. It definitely feels like the momentum has shifted. I don't know if that's the right thing or not. I mean, it just kind of feels like more things are opening up, in other states especially. And so I think that kind of fuels that. I'm not a medical expert, so I don't know if it's right or not or wrong, but, I would definitely agree with you that it feels like that's where, the sentiment is now at.
I know the IHSA has always done a great job. And I think they were at the forefront of, you know, web technology and the information through IHSA.org, which has been a tremendous resource in interscholastic athletics. And I think a lot of state associations across the nation have followed the IHSA's lead on that. Now, I was thinking about it, and I know I asked Craig Anderson this, and maybe even Sam Knox, about how you document this year from a historical standpoint. It was weird because I was talking to a college kid that pitched at Western Illinois University here, and we were talking about, you know, the eligibility of getting basically the extra year if you want it, if you play a spring sport within the NCAA. And he called it a COVID, if they give you the extra year, he called it like, I'll be a COVID-19 junior next year, is I think what he called it. Have you had the internal talks of, well, how do we, when we look at the yearly summaries or the state tournament histories, how do we document 2020 when we come to 2020 and there were no spring sports? And people are like, well, who forfeited in the 20? Who got penalized in the 2020 state basketball tournament?
Yeah, that's a great question. No, we haven't really discussed it. I assume, you know, just kind of asterisks, you know, canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Do you got any suggestions? Do you think?
I don't know. I guess. I guess you just put 2020 COVID-19 one. I don't know. I mean, that's the thing where living through these times have been truly amazing. That's for sure. And then I know the IHSA, and I think most of the schools, at least that we deal with, They've tried to recognize kids as much as they can without having a season. And I think the agony of all this is when we go along and there, I mean, you have to have hope in this stuff. And you go along and you think, well, maybe we still have a chance. And, you know,